This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Danny Smith again. I sent you a message about something that happened to me when I was in Iraq, and then I called in a story about when I was a deputy sheriff and then when I was a little kid, but I've got another couple because I heard you and one of your co-hosts, and I'm not sure if that was for today or yesterday, you were talking about wanting to hear more military things, you know, and I will start at the Naval Hospital that I used to work at. And anyway, there's been a lot of things on that campus. Like, there's an old hospital there that used to be, that was used during the Civil War. This is in Virginia. And the new building, which was new at the time when I was there in the 1986, 87. Anyway, first things first, was a 15th floor of that hospital, but they don't use it anymore. And the reason why is because of the paranormal activity. I went up there once just with another corpsman because we wanted to see what it looked like up there, and something started throwing hangers at us and pushing carts at us. So, you know, that kind of experience. I didn't hear any voices or anything, but I had a lot of stuff thrown at me. And when something can manipulate something enough to throw at you, it's kind of scary. Other stories were they've seen shadow people up there. Others have heard what sounds like a hospital ward and the business going on there with the nurses and the corpsmen and whatnot talking to the patient. They've heard voices like that. I'm going to go on to the second thing that happened to me. There was one night I worked in the emergency room, and I used to have to go pick up, babies that had passed away, and I had to take them to the morgue. So me and the other ambulance attendee, we pushed the button on the elevator to take us to the floor where the labor and delivery was. The elevator didn't stop there. It stopped on a floor that when the doors opened, me and this fellow I was with seen what looked like Civil War surgery going on. We seen and smelled what the smell of like blood and what the inside of a body smells like. And we seen, you know, heard screaming, moaning, and a lot of chatter from like the doctors and their medics or nurses or whatever happened to be there. But I do remember before the doors of the elevator closed, I seen a doctor. He beckoned at us to come and help. And then the door closed, and I pushed again the button. And when it opened, it was on a floor that the same floor, but there was nothing there because it's another one of those floors that they don't use. So anyway, that's a couple of my stories that I like to share with people. There's another time when I was on the USS Peoria, which was an LST. And this is back in the, 89, 90, something like that. Anyway, I'm having to go around and check all the first aid kits, make sure their supplies are up to date and that they're stocked well and everything. And I went to the forward area of the ship where the bow ramp machinery room was. And anyway, I'm checking the first aid kit and going through all the stuff. And I out of the corner of my eye see a guy walking towards me. He's wearing the dungarees like the Navy wore, and he's got a blue hard hat on. He walks by me and he tips his head at me, and then I hear a hatch open up just forward of me. It was seconds later that my boss, one of the HM1s, came down there. It kind of scared me a little bit, but he goes, "What are you so jumpy for?" And I said, "Did you see the guy that was just seconds before you?" And I explained what he was wearing, that he was a first-class petty officer and wearing a blue hard hat. I said he went up there and went through a hatch, and the HM1 looked at me and said, "There's no hatches that you can use up there. They've been welded shut because of the accident in the bow ramp machinery room. They've got a different way to get in there to fix it now." And he took me up and showed me these hatches and the hatch, and it was welded. There's no way anybody could have opened it. And when he told me that this area, the area of the ship I was on, there was a petty officer that had gotten caught in the bow ramp machinery, and it killed him. So the what I saw was either a I don't think it could be a residual, because he looked at me and nodded his head. So that's one of the hauntings on that ship. And there's another one in where we kept the Marines when we'd be carrying Marines. And in Vietnam, I guess that the space they were in caught fire, and there was a couple of guys that didn't make it out. And I was down there checking the kit again, and I heard a voice say, "Hey, Doc, what you doing?" And I look around, and nobody's down there with me. It was like it was right next to me. And so I just, you know, kept on doing it. And I heard a voice again. He said, "Hey, Doc, I need some help." And I looked around again, and nobody's there. So I hurried up and finished my business and went back to the sick bay where I worked. But these are some of the military ones. I've got more, but I think for tonight, I think this would be enough for you to discuss. Please let me know what you think about them, and I hope you play them soon. I recently became an EEP member. So I did that today. Well, it would be on the 27th when I did it. But if you get to play my stories, that would be great. And I like what you do, and I like to listen to the stories while I work. And I wish there was a way that I could give feedback to you while you're doing it, because I am a paranormal investigator, and I understand a lot about this stuff. So anyway, you guys rock and have a good day. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.